Welcome to A Voice of a People live here on WGH Talk. How you doing today? My name is Linda Sims. And again, the name of the show is A Voice of a People here on WGH Talk. And we stream live on the web, www.wwgh1071.com. Or you can download a free app called TuneIn. You know, when I used to say app, we've been on this for like 10 years. People didn't know what you were talking about. But app now is a part of our language. You know, we have apps on our TVs now, laptops, computers, and even on our cell phones. So on any electronic device, you can download an app titled TuneIn. Once you download it, search WWGH. And take advantage of the many talk show programs we have to offer you. And on that website, you can also go to our archives and listen to past shows that have been broadcast. Or you can call in during a live broadcast. Okay. I have hit the wrong button. I have to make sure I'm still recording. And I am. Okay. And you can call 740-383-9944 if you have any questions or would like to make any comments in reference to the subject that we will be covering today. We have other people who support this program as well as you who are listening. If it's your first time, I pray it will not be your last time. We start with Chappie's Hydraulic Hose Specialist, LLC of 1325 North Main Street here in Marion, Ohio. We also have Logos Christian Ministries, Pastor Jackie Peterson of 582 Lee Street in Marion, Ohio. Their information is www.logoschristianministries.com or 740-223-1515. And let me give you Chappie's Hydraulic Hose Specialist number, 740-382-8552. And another supporter we have, Cheryl Lee, the coordinator of Child's Evangelism Fellowship, which is a faith-based after-school program. And they will be starting up again in October. The programs have ended for this year. Okay, now I have a thought for today, and it was titled, Faith. Now faith is the assurance, the confirmation, the title deed of things we hope for, being proof of things we do not see, and the conviction of their reality. Faith is a fact that you will have what you ask for. Don't forget, when you give it to God, leave it there. The man said he had an envelope, but he was still holding on to the tip of that envelope because he didn't believe that it would have the effect that he wanted it to have on the people that were going to receive what was in that envelope. So God wants you to just drop that envelope in the box. Drop your faith. Drop your whatever you're expecting from him. Just give it to him. Leave it. Turn away. Matter of fact, forget about it that you even gave it to him, okay? He likes that even better. All right. Hopefully that will help someone. And if not you, share with somebody else, okay? All right. Now I'm going to turn my attention to my guest today, Dana Booker. I let all of you know that she would be my guest the second hour, and hopefully some of you stayed to hear from Dana. How are you doing today, Dana?
I'm doing good. Thanks for having me, Linda.
You're so welcome. So welcome. Glad that you are here, and I'm putting these things down because it's squeaking in my ear. And what do you have to share with us today, Dana? First of all, tell people a little bit about yourself and who you are.
Absolutely. My name is Dana Booker. I've been a resident of Marion for 20 years now. I work for hospice. I'm a bereavement coordinator. I used to be a volunteer coordinator where I would recruit volunteers to sit with our hospice patients, and I've been in this new position for a year now.
Okay.
And so what I do is I follow the family members and the loved ones after a person has passed away on our services.
Right.
I follow them for 13 months. And the reason it's 13 months is because it takes a year to get through all of those milestones, the birthdays, the anniversaries, those type of things,
right,
the holidays. And so by following them, I check on them about every 2 months, they'll get a phone call from me just mm-hmm. to see how they're doing. And then I also send newsletters every quarter. Sometimes, for the most part, people are low. Like, they're a low level. Mm-hmm. They just kind of need the basic touch-in calls and those type of things.
Right.
But sometimes we also have moderate and high level individuals that are going through grief. And right. so when that happens, there's a little bit more face-to-face contact. We want to make sure that, you know, they're safe.
Yes.
And that they also have the resources just to maintain being able to get through the grief.
Mm-hmm.
So I find it very rewarding. I didn't know about hospice when I first took the job. I really didn't.
Right.
I almost put my foot in my mouth because when the lady called and said hospice, I'm like, I didn't apply for hospice. But I have grown to learn that a lot of people have a stigmatism against hospice and they think, oh, no, I don't know hospice. That I'm not dying. Well, let me educate you. When a person goes on hospice, it means they have a terminal illness.
Okay.
And we don't know the day or the hour, but we do know that we can provide comfort care.
Mm-hmm.
And so that is what hospice is. Hospice
right.
isn't coming in to end the life. Hospice isn't coming in to, you know, give you a designated time. You know, our whole goal is to make sure that you are comfortable and that you have care. That you feel loved while you are going through this transition.
Right.
So, yes.
That's
but,
good.
Yeah. Part of the Peace and Freedom Committee here in Marion. Been part of that organization for about 10 years. We have an event coming up this Saturday. It's our Hats Off to You Ladies Luncheon, which is sold out. And this year, our guest speaker, we're really excited to have Olympia Della Flora. She is the superintendent of Marion City Schools.
Okay.
And she will actually be our speaker this year. So I'm excited about
right.
listening to what she has to say to the
right.
women in the community.
Amen.
And being able to experience that luncheon. I think everyone has a takeaway when they come to that luncheon. And so,
oh, yeah. Good stuff.
Looking forward to that. Yeah. Excuse me. And she's just been a big supporter of the community as well. So,
mm-hmm. great.
But yeah, I do have some exciting news to share.
And I'm
with
waiting.
You. Okay.
Share it.
So, 4 years ago, and I promise you, this was right before COVID came.
Okay.
I was invited by our founder of the Peace and Freedom Committee, Laura Troutman.
Mm-hmm.
I was invited over to the chamber building in the garden room. There's probably 20 ladies there.
Okay.
And, you know, Laura's full of surprises. So we really didn't know what we were invited to. Long story short, that group split into two. And the whole purpose of the group were we were going to write a book.
Mm-hmm.
That was the whole purpose. So between those two groups, they would meet once a week. And we met once a week for an entire year, developing and critiquing and helping each other with their books,
mm-hmm.
right? And the only thing that Laura had requested, these books, have something historical of Marion, right?
Okay.
And the other purpose of the books was so that the Peace and Freedom Committee could find something where they could bring revenue in so they can continue to sustain themselves.
Right.
And so this was a multiple layer idea, right?
Okay.
4 years later. 4 years later, because it took that much time.
Mm-hmm.
You can write a book, but then you can write a book.
Yes.
And so she found a publisher, an African-American woman who has a business. Her name is Stephanie Bridges in Columbus. And we were able to get some grant money. And with that grant money, we were able to use her resources. So not only did they edit the books, they also found all of the individual, illustrators.
Okay.
They found the illustrators because my book in particular is a children's book.
All right.
And so, and it's like grades 3 to 5 is my book. So obviously that book has to be illustrated and the verbiage has to be able, the youth have to be able to understand the verbiage in the book and also understand the concept of the book. But I do want to share some of the other authors before I go into telling you about my book. And, excuse me. So these individual ladies... the first one would be Laura Troutman. Laura's book, all of these books, let me stop. All these books can be purchased on Amazon.
Oh, yes. Great.
And so if you just put in the person's name, or if I'll speak the title of their book mm-hmm. and their name.
Right.
If you just put that in, it'll pop right up on Amazon. And just remember that the proceeds of the sales of these books go right back into the sustaining of the Peace and Freedom Committee here in Marion. All right. So Laura Troutman, our founder, Laura did a coloring book, and her book is called Color Me Friend. And her book is unique because Laura went around with a professional photographer and took pictures of kids around Marion. So those kids are in the book, and it's a coloring book. And her book is special because her book is written in two languages.
Oh, that's great.
English and Spanish. So that's Laura. And then Kimba. You know Kimba. Mm-hmm. She's often been a guest here. Kimba's book is called Missing Daddy. And Kimba's last name is Hubbard. So it's K-E-M-B-A. Her last name is Hubbard, H-U-B-B-A-R-D. And the title of her book is called Missing Daddy. And then another Marianite, I call her my twin sister, Vicky Radabaugh. And the spelling of her name is V-I-C-K-I. And last name is R-A-D-E-B-A-U-G-H. And the title of Miss Vicky's book is Devon Misses His Mommy.
You're spelling Devon.
Devon? Mm-hmm. D-E-V-O-N.
Okay.
Yes.
Devon missing?
Devon misses his mommy.
Oh.
And then another Marion icon would be Shauna McNamara. And Shauna spells her name S-H-A-U-N-A. And the last name is M-C, capital N-A-M-A-R-A. Shauna's book is called Songbird.
Aww.
And it is a teen book.
Okay.
And it's a beautiful story. And that's all I'm going to say. But I will give you a little hint. One of the scenes in her book is at the Lincoln Park.
Is it?
Remember when they would go to the Lincoln Park and play basketball?
Mm-hmm, years ago.
Years ago.
Yes, okay. I do.
All right. Well, you definitely need to get her book.
I want to get a copy of each and every one of your books.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yes, that's my intention.
Absolutely.
But I'm glad I can go right on Amazon and get one.
Yeah. You can do Amazon, and then we'll be ordering some bulk, too.
Well, good.
Yeah.
Good. The Just library. Put my name on one.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes. And then a lot of you may know Miss Kathleen Clemens Keller.
Yes.
Kathleen has, I know this isn't for her first book.
Okay.
But, because I want to say Kathleen, I know she's written one book. She might have written another one. I'm not sure. This is a beautiful book. And this book is called Madeer. And it is a beautiful story. I won't spoil it for you, but there's a father and son that actually move from down south to Marion.
Okay.
And she's the neighbor. It's a beautiful, beautiful story about friendship
mm-hmm.
and about being kind.
Oh.
And her story is beautiful.
Great.
And then last but not least, my book.
Okay.
So if you go to Amazon and you put in Dana Hanif, H-A-N-I-F, Booker, my book is called Guest Speaker. And so now I get an opportunity to explain to you how I wrote my book.
Okay.
Right? And so remember I was telling you one of the things Laura wanted everyone in their book to have is something to do with Marion, mm-hmm. something historical, present, whatever. Mm-hmm. But she wanted just something in there to mark Marion.
Right.
So I was sitting after I got this assignment. I was sitting at my desk at work, mm-hmm. and I was just sitting there, just thinking. Right.
Right.
You writer's block. Like, I've never written a book before. Right. I can't believe she want me to write a book. Where do I start? You know.
Right. Right.
And so I'm sitting there, and I look over at the corner of my desk, and there was a bumper sticker. And the bumper sticker was 97.5 Blue Station.
Right.
Right. With Silky Ray. Right?
Right.
Okay. So that was, and I started looking. Okay. I said, my wheels started turning, right? My wheels were turning. So I grabbed the bumper sticker and I was just kind of staring at it. Mm-hmm. And I really like Silky Ray's spirit.
Right.
I do. I was just like, I'm going to start with him. I don't know where this is going to go. Mm-hmm. But I'm going to start with him because he's into music. And I love music, mm-hmm. all types of music, right?
Right.
So I sat the bumper sticker down and I was like, okay, you got to start. You know, you want to write a children's book that has to do with music.
Right.
I promise you, I'm at work. Mm-hmm. Girl, I opened me up a Word document and I said, guest speaker.
Oh, really?
Just like that. I said, okay, Lord, what you got? What you got? So I said, guest speaker. And then the story came to life right there. So I wrote that book in like 15 or 20 minutes.
Really?
I say that to say it still took 4 years.
Right.
For it to be perfected.
Right.
But God blessed me and he put it in me and he was like, there you go, guest speaker. And so my book is about Silky Ray is a guest speaker in a classroom.
Okay.
And his whole goal is to introduce children to the art of music and playing right. instruments. And the teacher asks the kids questions as he's talking and telling them, you know, how he got started and da-da-da. I'm not going to spoil it because it's a beautiful book.
Right.
But the Marion point in my book is, one is Silky Ray. Mm-hmm. Two is the music shop downtown.
Okay.
And then three is the popcorn festival. Isn't that awesome?
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
Yes.
And so my book really ties into that.
That's great.
So it ties into education. It ties into music. It ties into community, and I'm very pleased with it.
Good.
And I really love the illustration. So
that's
but
great.
Yeah,
I'm excited to look at each and every one of your books.
I am too.
I really am.
It's hot off the press. I knew that the publisher said that it was complete, mm-hmm. right? Because we edited and everything like 2 weeks ago, and then final edit was last week. And then I was sitting in church. And I said, let me see if my book is on Amazon, mm-hmm. right? And it popped right up as soon as I put my name in. It said guest speaker, and it was right there.
Aww.
I was like, wow.
I'm so happy for you.
Yes.
All of you. It's got to
yes.
be exciting.
It is so exciting.
I'm excited
it
for
is.
You.
It is. And we already have an engagement, all of the authors, mm-hmm. at the Marion Public Library.
Great.
Yeah. Yeah.
We meet the author.
Meet the author. And I think that event might be in June, I think. Excuse
oh,
me. I think that event might be in June.
Another edition of Juneteenth, huh? Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
I will, next time I visit, I'll have information, more information on
right,
that.
Right.
Because it's us, it's a local author.
Right.
Event.
That's
so I'm
right.
excited about
oh,
that.
Well, I am too. And at
yeah.
the breakfast when all that came to
yeah.
fruition, you know, to,
yeah.
To involve the public and let them know what was on the horizon.
Yeah.
It was just so outstanding. It It really is.
We wouldn't have been able to complete this project if it had not been for the grants that we received, because this is an extension of the Peace and Freedom Committee.
Right.
It's actually called Peace and Freedom Publications this extension is. And the community has been really good to us. Marion Community Foundation, Ohio Health, and we have other donors as well. But those major two, they knew that we wanted to work on something to sustain us we won't always have to ask for grant money.
Amen.
And so because of that, and because this was created for that purpose, they just poured into us. They have poured into us for 2 years, and that is what has been what enabled us to be able to get a professional publisher in contact with illustrators and put all of our books to life. There's only one book, and I think it's Shauna McNamara. Mm-hmm. Hers is the last book, but it's almost completed.
All right.
Yes. And so everyone's book from January to today.
Right.
There's 6 of us, and all of our books are, it's just amazing. It's amazing.
It is amazing. Mm-hmm. And you know, you never know what talent or gift God has given a person.
Yeah.
And I'm speaking of Laura Troutman, you know, because I've been knowing Laura since we were little kids.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
My mother and father rented from her grandmother.
Wow.
Way back there. Right. So, yeah.
Yeah, Laura
just
is,
never know.
She's amazing. Her persistence.
Yes, I see.
She's a teacher.
Mm-hmm.
Even though she has vision, she's also teaching you while you're working alongside of her. You can do anything you want. You
Amen.
Put your mind to.
That's what's up,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, what we've been able to pour into the community is just, over the last 10 years, is just growth. And, you know, our scholarship fund to be able to help kids pay for some things when they go to school. I mean, we do good things.
Yes,
you do. And it's all volunteer. We don't get paid to do what we do. We do it because we love our community and we want to see our community continue to thrive and grow.
Yes.
And that's what means a lot to us. And we're big on literacy. Obviously, you know, we have our competition at the MLK breakfast.
Right.
We're very big on literacy and public speaking, and we want our youth to be comfortable and feel safe to say what they want to say.
Right.
And we want to work with them on the best way and some techniques on how to say it.
Amen.
So they get their point across.
Amen.
Yeah.
That's powerful, though.
It is.
You know?
It is.
Words are powerful, and being able to articulate and feeling comfortable and knowing what to say.
Yeah.
Because I'm a stutter, and I know I stutter trying to find words. Where's that word at, Lord? You know. But hey, I get by. But I understand. I want my children and grandchildren, great grandchildren, to be much, much greater than myself.
Absolutely, I feel the same way.
Got to be greater, and I push that perfection out of them.
Mm-hmm.
Some resist me, but still praying for them. You know, they think Grandma pushed too much.
Mm-hmm.
I preach too much, but I expect much.
That's right.
That's why.
That's right.
I expect much. So I'm just overwhelmed by the talent right here in Marion. Check that out.
Yeah. And all, you know, all these women in some way or another are part of the Peace and Freedom Committee or support the Peace and Freedom Committee. And so they understood the vision and some of the challenges that we've had to overcome. And so when I say it was 4 years, every bit of it.
Wow.
You know,
how many pages is your book?
28.
Isn't that something?
I think it's 26 or 28.
Okay, so it's an easy read. It's a quick read, and
It is. You know, it's a good classroom book. It's a good story time book.
Right.
I just envision, you know, when they do. When they introduce kids to music instruments before they go to, is it middle school I think it's middle school. They get middle school. There's I can't remember the grade, but they get introduced to music instruments.
Right.
It's a great book for that, or pre that. Mm-hmm. You know, it's a great book for music teachers to encourage maybe choir kids that wouldn't necessarily want to play an instrument.
Right.
Introducing them to try something new. Yeah, I just see this book going places. Even though it's about Marion, the concept of the book, I think, would help a lot of music programs to get children interested into music programs.
And there you go. Their interest there. Yeah. You know, because my baby girl, Corrie, she started taking piano lessons at 7. Well, you know, her dad was the praise and worship team leader in our church.
Okay.
So she picked that up, that she wanted to know how to do this.
Wow.
You know, and then she went to the drums.
Then
she ended up playing like 7 instruments. And I encouraged her and pushed her, you know, and made sure money was there. Sometimes we would be out fundraising for her to do different things, you know, where music. Yeah. They're expensive,
they
you know.
They are, but I will say, the I think it's called One Stop Music.
Okay.
That's the music store downtown Marion. That's
on the corner of?
Yes, on the corner of Center. No.
Church in Maine.
In Maine.
Right.
Mm-hmm, right there.
We used to have a huge music store.
Well, think about back years ago when you guys used to have the U.S. Open.
Yes.
When all of the marching bands would come to Marion, would host. I lived in Michigan at the time. I was young.
Okay.
But we would come up every year, and it was like 3 or 4 days.
Yes, it
they
was.
They had so many bands, and I remember going to... it's Grant Middle School now, but that stadium, that is where we would just
Harding
be there
then.
All day.
Yes.
Just, I got goosebumps now thinking about those
bands.
Bands. And remember the girls? I always wanted to be, remember the girls had the wooden rifles?
Yes.
I wanted to be one of those girls. We didn't have that in Michigan.
Right.
But, oh my God, I would watch those girls, and then you could go down from the stadiums because, you know, they would be everywhere.
Right.
I'd be sitting there watching them girls take them rifles and and moving up boots. I would be like, I was just fascinated.
Yeah, it was great.
But, you know, Marion has a lot of history with that.
Yes, we do.
Yeah, and even though that kind of faded to the wayside, you know, I pass Cadet Hall all the time. Every time I pass that building, I said, that's Cadet Hall.
Yes,
there's
it
so much history there.
I know.
Mm-hmm.
I know. And it looks like it's about to fall down in some
It
ways,
do. It looks like
know.
One of them, like, little castle type of building. But I have an uncle and his wife, and they've been married, I don't know, 30 years, but they met. That's how they met.
Really?
They were both cadets. Like, he played the drums. I'm not sure what she played.
Okay.
Yep. Joe and Carrie Richardson.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Yep. They were Marion cadets.
Isn't that something?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Oh, my. Wow. Yeah, and that's long history. That's way back in the day. It really is. And you're right. That was something Marion stood strong about.
Yes.
I don't know how it faltered away, but... And we was like, what happened to the drum and bugle corps? We had, it seemed like a holiday for everything and parades, you know, all kind of parades used to come through Marion.
Yeah.
It was just a great time, you know.
It really was.
Yes.
I have very good memories of those years. And I want to say they were maybe the mid-70s to the mid-80s.
Mm-hmm.
Those were some really good years here in Marion. Yeah, like I said, I didn't live here. We were up here every other weekend. people really think now when they see me because I was here so much. What school did you go to? Then I'd be like, I'm not from here. We was just up here every other weekend.
Right. And that's something.
Yeah, coming to see
me. Wow, back in
family.
The day, the music. Yeah, it was... everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
We had all kind of bands, those little bands that in neighborhoods just sprung up, you know, like the Pattersons. And then my cousin, Charles Reese, he used to portray James Brown. And I am so serious. Do you hear me?
Wow.
They were Mm-hmm. Big band, you know. Yeah. Then we had Victor Floyd came up, you know, through Marion. Mm-hmm. A lot of talent has come to her. Bill Sims, you know, just.
Yes. Yes. You're Marion, right.
Yes.
You're right.
Yes.
Bobby Floyd. Yeah.
Yeah. That all of them amazing. Have come through here, you know, through Marion.
That is Marion is a very strong community. I found something out that I still can't shake, and I almost want to do some additional research.
Okay.
Because someone shared this with me. I think she's a history teacher over at OSU.
Okay.
She shared this information with me, and it blew me away.
Hmm.
So, Quinn Chapel.
Right.
Okay. Here in Marion, Quinn Chapel is the oldest church in Marion.
Right.
In Marion, Ohio. Still standing, right?
Yes.
That church, I think it was an AME, African Methodist Episcopal. Okay, so Quinn Chapel. Back in the day, there were two black colleges in Ohio, Wilberforce and Central State, I think. I could be wrong.
Xenia, Ohio, yes.
Okay, so there was two.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know that Quinn Chapel Church would continuously raise money and send to those schools to keep those kids in school?
I did not Girl, know I was that. Four. I did not know that.
Why? I was like.
But I had a cousin that went to Central State. Yeah.
But this is a church.
Yeah.
Supporting. That was sacrificing.
Wow.
Sacrificing to make sure them schools was not in Marion.
No, they were not.
And that's what floored me.
Yeah.
I said, well, if they were doing it.
Why shouldn't we, right?
I was saying if they were doing it, then other churches across the United States probably were doing the same thing.
Probably so.
And I said, we take things for granted.
Mm-hmm.
We take things for granted.
Yes.
And I said, they saw the vision of education moving forward.
Mm-hmm.
And so their part was making sure that those schools had money and these kids could go. Because I remember, you could have been very low income, but eligible to go to those schools.
That's something.
And I was just like amazed. I was just like, and this was long time ago.
Mm-hmm.
This was probably in the 60s.
Yeah, because I have a cousin that went to Xenia Central State. And I remember my dad and I drove him there. I rode in the back seat.
But the opportunity.
Yes, the opportunity.
And they may not have been the biggest and the best colleges, but that didn't matter.
Right.
What mattered was the education that they were receiving.
Yes, absolutely.
And I was just like, kudos.
But and the reason why I brought that up, because he was raised by a single mother, and they did not have a lot of money.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and back then you didn't even consider what college would have cost it. Compared to today, you know, and that he was able to go. And not only that, push his children to go to college, you know, later in life.
Yeah.
But
it's
never considered that.
Opportunity.
Know? And that could have came through Quinn Chapel, even for him to even go to Central State, which I don't know, but it could have been.
Right.
Because they were supporting it. I'm sure they were letting it known to these young people that were graduating that there was an opportunity for them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that is something.
And that's why I said I'd like to do a little bit more research on that.
Yeah,
because
great.
I'm not quite sure. And I wonder if the university still has information on that, those donations that were coming out of Marion, and what other cities were you receiving donations from African American churches, you know, and 'cause from my understanding, they were, you know, they would do fundraisers and different things.
Wow.
And the sole purpose of that wasn't for the church.
Right.
That money was going to support these black colleges.
Wow.
I was just like, what? I was like, Lord, you never know.
You don't know.
You never know.
Don't know.
You never know.
And that's why they say, you know, it's important to know your history.
Mm-hmm.
Very important.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you don't, that way we can continue to do some of the things that were advantageous for us and our children, grandchildren, all those behind us, you know. That's great. I did not know that.
I wanted to share that with you, but I still got to find some more golden nuggets and put the pieces together with that, because that is some great.
Well, you know, some of the history we dug up with this Marian Voices through Jess.
Yeah.
Where Miss B Frame, you know, how they had the, what was it, the Miss Marian contest, pageants and things. Well, see, we didn't know that. We didn't know. That was way back then. We don't even do that now. You know, some of the things they did and some of the pictures. I think they logged up in my phone somewhere, but I was in Bernice and all them were trying for the youth and helping throughout the community.
Yeah.
And they had them when we had that course at the library, that seminar we had. I had no idea. I sent Bernice that picture. I said, "You remember that?" She said, "No." I said, "Well, you're up on the screen at that seminar." You know, those things, in the trenches. These people were in the trenches.
In the trenches.
For us, you know, and their children and grandchildren. It's like, wow. Wouldn't even thought way back then.
Yeah.
But they were doing it.
That's amazing.
It is. It really is. Mm-hmm. And the impact that it's having on us today, not knowing what was done before.
Right. And now you have a footprint
right.
for the youth.
Yes.
Because now they have something tangible that they can visualize and read and see. And also point out, oh, when they were talking about this certain event, the property is still there, but the building's gone, but the property, this is where that was.
Right.
You know, they can kind of visualize it and put that story together.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not lost.
Right.
Yeah.
That's beautiful. Mm-hmm. I love it. I love it.
Yeah.
I love results.
Mm-hmm.
That's the type of person I am.
Yeah.
I don't like to just be out here for nothing. I want to see some results.
Some results.
You know, and seeing this in our community, I was like, wow. I was blown away at the Martin Luther King Breakfast. What, all these young authors? And not only that, my niece had just put out her book, first book last year, Armani Borden.
Armani, yeah.
I thought, look at this. They're everywhere now, authors and Mary. That's great.
You can't stop us.
Who wants to? Keep it coming. Keep it going. Because, you know, the more these positive things happen, the more to come. The more to come. That, you know, and a person who's not doing anything and they hear, well, this is going on and that's going on. And maybe it's ringing a bell in them. Maybe I can do something.
Yeah.
What can I do?
We're all mentors, too.
Yes.
We are all. Don't be afraid.
Right.
You know, I always.
Excuse me.
I have never been one to have friends my age. I just, even growing up, I have never been one to have friends my age. I always gravitated to women that were older than me.
Yeah.
Because I always wanted to do better.
Right, right, right.
And you can't do that staying where you're at unless they doing better. And y'all in the same boat.
Right?
I'm like, listen, I'm going over here. She look like she know what she doing. How you doing? My name is Dana.
Right, right, right.
But, you know, that's just me. But I, you know, most of all of my friends are slightly older than me.
Right.
And it's for a reason. I just kind of gravitate to them because I always want to do better. I always want to grow and, you know, and give back, you know.
Absolutely.
I believe in, you know, giving service. I believe in giving back service and helping those that
right.
want help and encouraging, you know.
Wow. That's great. That's great news. Great news, Marion, Ohio.
I better watch out.
We have new six authors. In Marion, Ohio. All female.
Yes, all
female.
Mm-hmm.
All right, gentlemen. Stand up and be counted for.
Yeah.
Women are on the move.
On the move.
Oh, my. It's beautiful.
It is.
And don't forget now, these books are available on Amazon, you say?
Yep, they're all available on Amazon. Yeah.
Give the names and the titles of the books again, Dana.
Absolutely. Laura Troutman's book is called Color Me Friend. There we go. There we go. Yes, Laura Troutman. She is the author of Color Me Friend. That is a coloring book, and it is in English and Spanish. Then we have Kemba Hubbard. Her book is called Missing Daddy. And then we have Vicky Rodabaugh. Her book is called Devin Misses His Mommy. And we have Shauna McNamara. Her book is called Songbird.
Love that.
Mm-hmm. You're going to love the book too. And then we have myself, Dana Booker. And my book is called Guest Speaker. And then we have Kathleen Clemens Keller. And she is the author of Madeer. And I think I got everybody. Yep.
That's great. Available on Amazon. And don't forget, they will be doing a Author's Day, Meet the Author.
Yeah, Meet the Author. It's going to be at the Marion Public Library. And I think it's going to be in June. And we have a lot of things coming up in June. So the next time
sure
I come,
do. Oh my gosh,
we'll just powwow on that.
Yes, power pack.
A lot going on.
Oh my, yes, I'm excited about all of that. Yeah. I really am. Like they say, like God been telling me past 2 days, be not afraid. Yeah, I am with you.
I am with you.
You know, sometimes you don't even realize where you may be. I'm thinking, am I afraid? I didn't think that I was. I had been dealing with some things and people, you know, but he just said, don't work twice. He told me that. Mm-hmm. And one day, I'm thinking, oh my gosh, it must be you're speaking to me, you know.
Yeah.
He says, I am with you. I'm not. Mm-hmm. I say that because God is with us.
He is. He really is.
He is with us, and he's just springing us here. We're just springing up like bloom, flowers, and you know what I'm saying? Coloring our community and being a part of what's going on, you know?
Yeah.
And creating new avenues.
And thinking bigger.
Thinking bigger.
I think oftentimes we, as a people, we think inside the box.
True.
And we limit ourselves when we do that.
Right.
And here's the thing. With these books that we wrote, we didn't have any money.
Right.
We had $0, but we pushed forward because we have faith.
Amen.
And just like you said, we knew God was with us and within us.
Yes.
And so with our pushing, the money eventually came.
That's something.
And the books were pretty much done.
Mm.
And so even though you may not have the means for your vision,
right?
You may not have the means, but write it down. Start to work towards it. And then start trying to find resources to get money.
Great.
So, that's my golden nugget for today.
That is such a nugget. And it took a whole truck van for you to drag that in here and put it on the air. That's how I'm talking about. That was priceless.
Yeah.
That's how heavy that is, you know. Wow. Hopefully some of you were listening to that.
Yeah.
And being encouraged. I'm sorry, I got a cough drop in my mouth because I need to clear my throat. But how powerful is that? And you know, some things are priceless that you share with people, because that nugget can grow
so big,
you know, that we can't carry it.
Yep.
You know, and God has to carry it for us. So hopefully there'll be more authors springing up.
Yeah, I'd like to see some youth.
I
don't know where Laura's going next. But I want to see some youth authors, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Some young authors.
Oh, yeah. And this should be so encouraging to young people, you know.
And also illustrators.
And illustrators. People who can draw.
Yeah.
Well,
so stay tuned, y'all.
Yes. I have a grandson who can draw, but he won't draw anymore. You know, sometimes people's dreams, they get crushed because of things around them and maybe how their life is unfolding, you know, in front of them.
Yeah.
But don't be so discouraged that you can't find yourself. And like you're saying, mentorship is big.
Mm-hmm.
we have to be able to reach our young adults, our young people.
Encourage them. Give them resources. Yes. Put them in line with people that have the same visions that they have, the same likes they have, that are positive people.
Right.
You know?
Right.
And, you know, God-fearing. Yes.
Amen. Mm-hmm. Amen. Because God will lead the way and open those doors.
Yeah. Thank you, Lord.
That no man can close.
Thank you, Lord.
And he can close doors. No man can open, right?
Mm-hmm. Sometimes those closed doors are good.
Yes. Amen. I agree with that. But thank you, Dana.
Oh, I love coming to your show. I do.
God just put me on my heart. Like, let me check. Because it was last minute. Uh-huh. You know what I mean?
You know, I usually don't say no to you.
I know.
And then I was like, okay, what am I going to talk about? I always like to come with a couple things to talk about, you know. But, yeah, I was fine.
Well, great. Mm-hmm. I'm like, wow, because sometimes we have to, you know, look at the calendar and see when you can come. But, like, you said, yes, I saw that this morning. I said, shoot, I'm going to work then. Thank you so much for sharing with us.
And you're welcome.
We're going to put you down for next month.
That would be great. We'll talk about things that are coming up for Juneteenth.
Yes, and you can put another plug in for meeting the author also at the library.
I'll see if Silky might be able to come.
Okay.
Because he's the main character in the book.
All right.
So I'll check with him and see.
All right.
Yeah.
You can do that.
Okay.
None to it, like I said, but to do it, right?
Ain't nothing to it but to do it.
Hey, man. Thank you for listening to A Voice of a People live here with Linda Sims. Hopefully you enjoyed my guest today, Dana Booker, and the excitement about her book and the other authors who are right here in Marion, Ohio, and their books as well. Till next time, be blessed. Have a blessed and happy weekend. Be safe out there. Thank you.
You're listening to The Talking Place. The legendary star of The Facts of Life, Charlotte Ray, Mrs. Garrett.
How much of Mrs. Garrett is in Charlotte Ray?
They made Mrs. Garrett perfect, which was ridiculous, as I wrote in the book. I mean, they never let me yell at the kids or anything. Which most parents, you know, all the kids wanted a mother like Mrs. Garrett. Well, she wasn't real, because most mothers lose their temper sometime and they get mad, and so on and so forth. Anyway,
to the voice of Ursula from.